This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I mentioned on the air that if you'd like me to talk about the tractor hydraulic fluid scandal and fraud that was perpetrated by two corporations on the United States farmers, please send me an email. And if I receive enough emails, I will talk about it tomorrow. That email address is instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, at usapreparers.com. usapreparers.com. Instructor at usapreparers.com. And just put in the subject, I'd like to hear about the tractor hydraulic fluid or 303 fraud or something like that. And that's 303 tractor hydraulic fluid fraud. And I'll be glad to talk about it tomorrow with the class. And tomorrow, hour number one, Kyle's going to be with me. Hour number two, Stuart is going to be with me. And Stuart is the gentleman, my dear friend, who his mother left at when he was age 8. His father died at 15. He was on the family farm. And he was responsible for taking care of the farm, and the bank foreclosed on him, sold everything, including his bicycle, and he was left net 37 cents and started life over with 37 cents all by himself. And he is a tremendous success. And he's going to be on the air with me tomorrow, and he's going to tell the story. And that's a great story. Then Friday, Amber is going to be back with us, Dr. Amber Abernathy, and we're going to talk about me-ism, you know, me first. That's something that drives me crazy, people who are egocentric, me first. And then hour number two, Bert. And so that's the lineup. And Gwyneth mentioned a bank account being frozen because this guy used crypto. Now think about this. So you use crypto and the bank shuts down your account. I want to tell you a quick story about something that kind of related to that that happened to me. So for Expo number one, about 10 years ago, I was contacted. First, I had to apply for a license to do business in the city of Springfield. And I had to post a bond. And then for one of the expos, and they knew who I was. The city of Springfield knew who I was before I even got there. Why? Because the convention halls contact the city government and say, hey, y'all, we got a new fish, and you can jump on them and extract as much as you can out of them. That's how it works. So the convention halls, the convention venues, in most locations are city or county or city/county government operations. And they are in the business of extracting as much as they can from you. So here's what happened. The revenue, Department of Revenue for the county and city, where Springfield, Missouri is, told me that I will give these documents to each one of our exhibitors. And the documents were for them to apply for and pay for a business license in order to sell anything to any of our expo guests. So we had lots and lots of exhibitors, and the city told me that it was my job to make sure that they all filled out this form and either paid for an annual license to transact business or a temporary license for a couple days, like a weekend. And they had to fill out the form, they had to pay their fee, and I had to make them do it. And they handed me these forms, and I said, no. You want them to pay tax? And the obvious thing was, once they filled out this business license, they would have to report and pay tax, sales tax, on whatever they sold at the expo. So not only did they have to pay for a business license, they had to pay revenue to the city county government based on the amount that they sold. And they told me I was responsible for that. And I told them I wasn't going to do it. I said, I am not your agent, and I am not your tax collector, and I'm not your employee, and I'm not going to do it. Now, what does that relate to what you said about the bank freezing the assets? Why? Because the bank said to the government, okay, I'll do it. Isn't that what happened? That's what happened. The bank agreed to succumb to government pressure, and they seized a private account of an individual because the government said you're going to do it. Which means that if at any point in time somebody from the government can say to somebody at a bank, that account, freeze it. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you have a mortgage payment that's due, like, you know, this month and next month and the month after and the month after, and you have car payments that are due just the same every month, and you have other installment payments that are due every month, and credit card payments that are due every month, and an electric bill and a water bill and a sewer bill, etc., and they freeze your account, are you still going to be able to pay your bills and not lose your farm or your house or your business or your car or whatever it is? The answer is it's unlikely, right, that you're going to be able to keep those possessions if your bank account is frozen. Now, it can be frozen by a clerical mistake. It can be frozen by an act of aggression by a government employee. It can be an act of retribution by a government employee not liking you. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I've actually personally, by the way, the story in the previous section was not me, okay? I don't live anywhere near the United States, but I have had my bank account frozen by my bank in the past because I bought cryptos using my bank account. And that was not fun. And I basically was able to call up the bank and say, listen, this really is me. I haven't broken any rules. I haven't broken any laws. And I'm just doing some investment activity on a really small scale. I'm talking about low three-figure scale of purchases. So this is not on a huge scale whatsoever. But the bank, you know, froze my account. And what they said was, we do this to prevent fraud. And I said, well, this is not fraud. This is actually me. And this is what I'm doing. So when they realized that it really was me, that I wasn't doing anything unlawful, that I was just buying some cryptocurrencies with my bank account, which you're allowed to do in Australia using your MasterCard, they said, yeah, okay, fine. But it took 24 hours to unfreeze my bank account. And fortunately, I didn't have any payments that were imminently due to go out. And fortunately, the person that I was dealing with in the fraud department at my bank was understanding. And I would say even, well, he said that he was investing in cryptos himself. So he said, no, I understand. I'm sympathetic. And yes, you can have your bank account back. But that's not necessarily going to be so if the banks decide that they're going to play hardball. And that's why you need to get into privacy coins and you need to have an offline wallet. Now, the wallet is a software that is used to contain your cryptocurrency. And what you can do is you can download a cryptocurrency wallet for the crypto that you are interested in, and you can download it onto a USB thumb drive, and you can plug it into the computer, download the software onto the thumb drive, and when it's on the thumb drive, you take the thumb drive out of the computer, and there is no way that anybody can hack into your thumb drive and get your cryptocurrency off it. Does that make sense, Vincent? That is the most secure way of keeping cryptocurrencies. It's called cold storage.
Absolutely.
And it's if you combine one of those cold storage wallets with a privacy coin such as Monero, Wownero, or Pirate, then you've got something that's a lot more secure. A place to put funds that is actually much more secure than a bank account, because when you're using one of these privacy coins, the blockchains are not public. They are basically, they're not available to view anywhere on the internet. And the only people who know the details of your transaction are you and the person that you are transacting with. And they have a high level of cryptography and, you know, basically they're much less hackable than Bitcoin will ever be. And, you know, unless you go telling people that you have one of these wallets, then they're never going to know. And even if you do tell people, there's no way of anyone knowing the details of your wallet. And most of them have a system where the wallet address can be constantly changed, and they recommend that you constantly change the address of your wallet so that you can generate a new address. The address is like the bank account number. Okay, if you're thinking of cryptocurrencies in terms of bank accounts, there is a capacity to generate a brand new account number for each transaction that you do. And that's, well, it's something that you can do with Bitcoin, but it's not baked into the cake like it is with a lot of the privacy coins and privacy wallets. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, I have a comment about that privacy. Years ago, probably maybe 11 years ago, I built the first expo, and I built it with two other guys. And one of the guys was a former cop. And the reason we built an expo was because I, at that time, was because I was furious with the price of gun shows. You know, they were $3 and $4 and $5 and $6 and $7. They kept climbing higher and higher, and I thought, I can do a gun show, and we can charge, you know, $3 and cover our costs, and, you know, why should we charge $10 a head for people to come to a gun show? But I decided to make it a gun show slash preparedness expo, and I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back, but it ties into what you're saying. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, I designed this expo, and I had two business partners. One of them happened to be a former cop. And the three of us were sitting around in the office of the venue, and the guy representing the venue said, okay, I'm going to need to take a deposit to hold the venue for, you know, for a month for the expo to, you know, for you to secure the expo hall. And so the cop pulled out his credit card and put $1,000 down on the as a binder. And so we all went home, and then we had all the exhibitors lined up. We had the flyers posted all over, and we had the advertisements. Everything was done. And one of the seminars, I was going to speak at one of the seminars about gold and silver and financial investments, you know, protecting your little nest egg. And so 2 weeks before the expo was to begin, I got a call from the cop, and he said, you're out. You're no longer involved. And the other partner involved in it got the same call, and he was out. So what happened was this cop stole our expo. And my I showed up to do my seminar, and the police were waiting for me. And I walked in the door, and a guy was on the phone and said, your problem is here. And they grabbed me, and the police were waiting for me outside.
Wow.
And the cop said, if you don't leave, you're going to be arrested for criminal trespass. And I pulled out this flyer, and it said, look, at 10 o'clock, I'm on stage. I'm speaking at this thing. This is my expo. And the cop said, if you don't want to go to jail, leave. So I left. Now, here's the reason why I'm telling you this story. The guy that they had replace me was a guy who taught us a seminar about precious metals, specifically silver. And this is an organization called Silver Savers. And the idea was, well, you can't figure out how to buy silver on your own. So what you do is you have a payroll deduction, and they deduct $25 from each paycheck, and that paycheck deduction goes to Silver Savers, and that company will buy silver for you when you have enough money to buy silver. So, you know, you have to accumulate enough, and I don't know how much enough is. Maybe it's $100, maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000, and then they'll buy it for you at whatever the market price is at that time when they decide to buy it. Not at the lowest price, but whenever they decide that you have enough to buy silver. And then they buy the silver and ship it to Wilmington Trust in Wilmington, Delaware, where the silver is actually held safely for you. And you pay a storage fee, you pay a transaction fee, you have no idea what price you're buying the silver for, at, and if you decide you ever want to take physical possession of it, you contact Silver Savers, and they will arrange for it to be shipped to you, and you'll pay a processing fee, a transaction fee, and a shipping fee. Now, the whole point of that is, my seminar was Max's Law. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. So you figure out what you want to buy when you want to buy it. You study the market, you look at historical data, and you decide when you want to buy silver or gold, and you buy it, and then when you buy it, you pay cash for it, and then you take possession of it right then and there. Now, you take it home, or you take it to wherever you're going to store it, and it's under your control. It's not in a safety deposit box. It's not being held by somebody you hardly know. Don't know where they live for sure. And they have the keys for you to get your gold or silver, which is crazy. So that's what Silver Savers, you know, is doing, except way worse than that. And they think everybody's an idiot and can't handle their own purchasing of gold and silver. And they say, well, yeah, but we secure it for you, and it's in Wilmington Trust, and it's really safe over there. Now, I've been to Wilmington Trust. I've stood on the sidewalk, and I've looked up at the building. It's really there. That's the kind of stuff they do. But you are not in control of your silver if they are housing it for you. And if it's 5:01 and if they close at 5 o'clock, you're not getting it. So why is it that people can't figure out that maybe they can store their own silver? Why? They have a diamond ring, right? They have a wedding ring, right? They have gold earrings, right? They have a necklace, right? But they can't figure out how to store their own silver? It's beyond stupid to me. But anyway, that's what some people do. So the whole point of that story is Gwyneth is absolutely right. Do not put your wallet outside of your possession. You need to have it in your control. And don't lose it. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moderna said Tuesday its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a study of adolescents aged 12 to 17. making it the second shot behind Pfizer's to demonstrate high efficacy in younger age groups. The company said it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to expand the emergency use of its COVID vaccine for teens as early as next month. This week, 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. The Biden administration ended an inquiry into a possible connection between the origins of the coronavirus and a lab in Wuhan, China. The State Department launched the previously undisclosed inquiry last fall under President Trump, but the effort was shut down in the spring by President Biden. They claim the quality of its work was flawed. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability what happened. End quote. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Canada's 10 provinces and 3 territories continue to block fully vaccinated Americans from entering their country. This, as the country continues to benefit from the United States as we supply their 38 million citizens with COVID-19 vaccines. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in?
Chris Christie is a former federal prosecutor and was the 55th governor of New Jersey from 2010 to 2018. The federal government has given the green light for states to offer cash incentives to encourage residents to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Treasury Department on Tuesday updated its guidance for how states and local governments can spend coronavirus relief money that passed in March. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, the point, the exclamation point I was trying to make is that if you have valuables such as crypto, don't store it on the internet because it can be stolen. Your identity can be stolen. The funds can be withdrawn and you have no recourse, none. Okay? So don't put your safety, don't put your valuables in a safety deposit box that's controlled by the bank and is limited by bank hours and bank policy and bank rules and regulations. And the feds can lock it up at any time. They have. They've confiscated gold in well, in my parents' lifetime. And so that can happen. President can say gold is now illegal to own and secure all safety deposit boxes. And you'll need a federal agent to be there when you get your, you know, the bank official to open your box with you and the federal agent. So why would you do that? So the same thing applies to cryptos and everything else. The only problem is that if you're like the rest of us and you have to pay bills and you need a bank between you and your provider, whoever it might be, or your merchant or your vendor, you got to have some funds available for that. But in terms of gold and silver and cryptos and valuables and even a gun, I mean, why would you put a pistol in a safety deposit box? Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, putting a pistol in a safety deposit box is a bit silly, in my opinion. You know, if you're going to have something like that, I would recommend keeping it as close to your person or on your person as possible. You know, this is it. And by the way, if the government, if you are in the United States, and if the government comes along and says, well, yes, you need to register your firearm, and it's for your protection. Don't be such an idiot as to actually go and tell the government that you have a firearm, because that has not worked well for us here in Australia, okay? Australia is in a world of trouble. Victoria, they're just about to throw Victoria into another lockdown. I would give it a week before they all have us locked in our houses again like a bunch of prisoners in Supermax. Actually, prisoners in Supermax probably would have more freedom than what we have had here in Victoria during our lockdowns. And, you know, I don't think it was a coincidence that a few months ago that Daniel Andrews fell down the stairs at his house. I don't know what happened, but what I do know is that there's a lot of people who live in Melbourne. Melbourne has a bit of a reputation of being a bit of an underworld centre of activity in Australia. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, something like that happened to Daniel Andrews, because he put us in so much hurt. There's certainly enough people who live in Melbourne who don't maybe have as many moral scruples as your average Joe. And I know that at one point, Daniel Andrews' home address was posted on the internet. I know that. I saw it. I'm not going to detail it here, obviously, but at one time it was out there, you know, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. Fancy that. But, you know, I'm not the only one saying this. I don't know what happened to him. I don't care. I'm out here on my farm. I just want to be left alone. Okay? I'm not going to go messing with anyone. But this is it. Yeah, it's just, if you have a firearm and if you live in the United States, keep it as close to your person or on your person as possible, and don't tell anyone about it. Okay? Just keep yourself to yourself and mind your own business. And, you know, this is it. You've just got to do this. You just grow vegetables, keep chickens, and keep your eye in. That's anyone who's had anything to do with projectile firing devices knows what keeping your eye in means. It means make time now and again to get some regular practice to make sure that you can still hit that can off of that fence pole. Does that make sense, Vincent?
You bet. You bet. So There are people who want to know if we have gold and silver and crypto, and the answer is I'm not going to tell you. You know, I don't mean you, Gwyneth. I mean, why would I tell the world, you know, what we do? You know, I might say that we have a, you know, a tiny bit, but don't believe anything we say. Do your own research, but make sure you protect what you have. And, you know, Rich Sheeban asked me a question on the air, and the question was, so if you had a little bit of extra money, what would you do with it? What would you do? Because if you have it in the bank, it can be seized. It can be confiscated. It can be locked down. It will lose purchasing power the longer you have it in the bank. And if you buy land, it can be taken from you. It can be seized. If you buy gold and silver, it can lose its value. If you buy cryptos, it can lose its value. What would you do? And my response was, well, how much is bail? And I wasn't kidding about that, because that's something that could happen to anybody. You could be arrested on trumped-up charges. And then, you know, after a few days in the hooscow, they could say, you know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, it was all a mistake. So it's important to prepare for all kinds of things, but make sure that you have enough cash on hand for your bail, for whatever those trumped up charges may be. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would say that's good advice. With me personally, they tried to rob me of my land. And I did my research and I found out that they were in fraud. And I threatened to sue the municipality into oblivion and a certain person who works at the municipality into oblivion. And I'm not going to name her, but that's the background of it. And, you know, this is it. You've got to defend what you have. So if you've got land, you have to be prepared to defend it legally and lawfully. And that may involve sending pieces of paper flying around, or, you know, if you have a gang of bandits come through, you may have to send projectiles flying around to defend your land, and you have to be prepared for that. And that is especially if you are female. This is because I'm female, and I live out on my farm. But I'll tell you what, if anybody comes and thinks that they can rob me of my land or rob me of anything else, I will actually tell you a couple of stories. Would that be okay, Vincent, of incidents that have happened on this farm? You
sure.
know, I won't name
sure.
names. But a short time after I moved onto this land, I had a particular fellow come over, and he wanted to say hello. He was the son of the guy who lived next door, and he claimed that I had stolen something from next door, which I had not, okay? But this man was he was high on methamphetamines. And he came across and he was ranting and raving, and he was making, you know, accusations and all of that sort of stuff. And I stood toe to toe with him and I told him to get off my land. And I had my dog with me at the time, Sasha, who I had trained as a hunting dog. And actually, it wasn't me that trained her. It was another dog that trained her to be a hunting dog. And this other dog was owned by an Aboriginal woman, and we used to go hunting kangaroos on some Aboriginal land. And so she was a good hunting dog. And what she used to do was she used to run the kangaroo down, and she used to make a flying leap at its head and break its neck. That was how this particular dog hunted. She wouldn't grab it. She wouldn't shed a drop of blood. But that animal would be dead before it hit the ground. Sasha's dead now, unfortunately. I had to have her put down because this is a sheep farming area. And I didn't want her getting out and doing damage. But at the time, Sasha was alive. And she was standing directly behind me. And I could see her out of the corner of my eye. And I could see the hackles on the back of her neck going up. And Sasha was a Rottweiler Kelpie cross, okay? So she was a ball of muscle. And she was very smart. And I could see the hackles on her neck going up. And her face had a fixed expression. And this guy, he didn't even see the dog. Now, I told this guy to get off my land. And I was shouting at him. And this guy, he must have been 6'2" or 6'3". And eventually, he saw that I wouldn't back down. And he backed off. He shouted at me, got into his vehicle and drove off back down the driveway. And I never saw him again. If he had laid one finger on me, I would have dodged to one side. Sasha would have leapt for him. And he would have been like one of those big kangaroos that Sasha used to kill when she was on the hunt. And he would have been dead before he hit the ground. Now, that's not what happened. He got back into his car and he drove off. And I never saw him again. But this is it. If I had bowed and cried and cowered and went, "Oh, don't hurt me, don't hurt me," it would have just, you know, he probably would have bashed me, you know, and Sasha would have attacked him anyway, you know, but it worked best for everybody because I stood my ground. And I mean, ice addicts are really, really unpredictable people. But even if an ice addict came on and somebody who was extremely violent, I would not back down. I would hold my ground. And if they attacked me, they would find that they had a fight on their hands.
Does that make sense? We'll be right back.
And that's how everybody has to be.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's a television series that you might want to consider as homework, class. It's called Breakout Kings, B-R-E-A-K-O-U-T, next word, Kings, K-I-N-G-S. And it's about some people who have escaped from prison. And in order to catch these escapees, the U.S. Marshals enlist the help of other prisoners and with special skills. And because the government can't figure out how to do it by themselves, they don't know how to think like criminals, at least the ones that they're trying to catch, they enlist help. And what they do is they say, all right, so for all of you guys, you're all in this together. If anyone tries to escape helping while you're helping the U.S. Marshals, you're all going back to prison with your sentence doubled. But if you catch one of these other escaped prisoners that we're looking for, well, we'll give you 1 month off your sentence. So these are all really, really bright prisoners of the system. And you will learn a little bit about how criminals think. And maybe it will help you prepare for actions that might be down the road for some of us. Not as criminals, but as people who are trying to defend our land and property and lives from people who are criminals and murderers, etc. So that's called Breakout Kings. Now, I haven't seen the whole series. It was on for 2 years, and it was discontinued. So I've been watching a couple of the episodes of Series 1. It is absolutely riveting, and it is brilliant. And it is on the same kind of theme as Prison Break. And they even have one of the same characters that continues on from Prison Break, and that's Theodore Bagwell, known as T-Bag. Brilliant portrayal of a really sick individual. So there are people who are in prison who are really sick, and you need to, I think, know a little bit about how they think so you are not a victim to their chicanery and escapades. Gwyneth, back to you.
Like I said in the last section, if you're ever in that situation where you are facing a business and criminal, dig your heels in and stand your ground and go toe-to-toe with them and shout in their face. That your voice is a potent weapon and it might just make them back down. But if you scream and cry and ask, you know, beg to be left alone and all the rest of it, that won't work. In fact, that will stir them up. That will trigger a predatory response in them, okay? And I've just always known, ever since I was a teenager, I've never been, in this life, I have never been a career criminal. But I've always known how they think, and I think because in my past lives I was a career criminal in every past life that I've been able to track. In one life I was a highwayman, and another life I was a pirate, and I've seen glimpses of a third life where I was, let's just say I was a rebel. And I think I might have been able to trace this third life, but I won't mention too much about it at the moment. But what I remember is when people begged and cried and asked to, you know, oh, please don't, oh, no, don't, please don't rob me. That would just make me laugh. And it would make me have even less, you know, it would just make me want to rob them even more in those past lives hundreds of years ago. And, you know, when I actually wrote three books because I had to do something with everything that I was seeing, and I got a flood of past life memories a few years back, and I wrote some books that I ended up putting on Amazon. If anyone wants to go and buy those books, they can. But I would get what I was feeling, how I felt in those past lives, and especially in the past life where I was Lady Catherine Ferrers. When I would get people begging, please don't rob me. No, please. Oh, no, please don't rob me. It would just make me want to rob them even more. And I believe that today, if a robber came along, that, you know, that if they wanted to rob someone and that person begged not to be robbed, that robber would just want to rob them even more because of that. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you'll find that in the series Combat with an exclamation point. You'll find that in Breakout Kings. You'll find that in the Rockford Files. You'll find that in Jericho. And class, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Gwyneth Isaacs, you can type in Amazon, comma, Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, space I-S-A-A-C-S.
I am a non-attorney person representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.